He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 547. I thought what we'd do today is take a look at some cameras that we've hooked up. Some of them have been up for many years. Some of them have been up for a few weeks. But it's always interesting to take a look at them and see what ones are still performing and what ones are not and what the problems are. So we'll take a peek at some of the cameras all around the place here and check that out. Also, I have some interesting apps and some very interesting channels that you may not be aware of. Pretty much on any platform, you can dial into these channels directly for content. Or if you have a Roku box, which I highly recommend, all these channels are available on the Roku box. So before we begin, remember you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my email. Okay, so last week we did talk about this particular camera here, and they're under a couple different names. It's the same exact camera. This one is called the Kim Riot. I also have another one that was called Kugeek. They are exactly the same. These things work really well. We'll take a peek at that today, as we will a bunch of other cameras, the Blink, and I think I still have some Arlo's up. We'll see. We'll check that out. And then again, as I mentioned, we'll go into some apps of the day. Okay, let's switch over to the iPhone and take a peek at some of the cameras that are around. So here we are. I'm going to go to the one we just hooked up last week. And that one is called U-Box. That's what the app is. And there it is. It's still up. It's still online. And it is a sunny day out there. Now, if that seems washed out, it is. It's on standard def. I'm going to click right now, high def, and I doubt you could see any difference in quality. I can. It is somewhat washed out, but certainly everything is clean, and I can see if there were any packages or whatever. I'm also able in the lower right here, as I mentioned last week, to click the lights. And now they're on, and now they're off. Obviously, it's daylight. It's not going to make that much of a difference. If I click this button here on the lower right, it's going to give you full frame, and it won't work on the screen now. It's going to come out sideways. But you can see a wide-angle view, if you will. And there you go. Again, this won't work on the monitor the way we have it set up, but you can see it's certainly clear and all nice. So let's take a look at some other cameras. Let's take a look at, if you remember, we did the DigiCam. I have two DigiCams operational. So here's the first one. This one is actually up in Prescott, Arizona, and this is totally live. And with this one, I'm able to pan up, down, left, right, whatever way I want to go. And that seems to be working quite fine. Again, there's the wide view. I know it's sideways, but that's the way the camera is set up. Let's get back to that. So this camera I really like. It's very reliable for the most part. And I do like the ability to be able to zoom up and down and left and right remotely. I'm about 100 miles away from this particular camera. Doesn't matter where you are, but it's on the internet, it's on the server, and these cameras are great. These are real workhorses. Now, interestingly enough, we'll take a look at another camera here, this one here on the bottom, and this one's been a little flaky, but it's working right now. So again, I can zoom to the left and to the right. This does say that it's live, so I am moving the arrow over to pan. Now you'll see there it went back to 30%. The camera is working. What's happening is it's not making contact with the Wi-Fi that is inside the house. That's not a problem of the camera, other than it could be more powerful to pick up the signal if it had two or three antennas like the prior camera that I showed you, that Kugeek. This would not be happening. So what I do in a case like that when it's not quite hitting is I go back in and I hit it two or three times, and hopefully it will start up. Again, nothing there, so we'll go back a third time. And we'll click on this. And right now I'm getting, there we go, 30%. I'll let that go for a couple seconds. And if I see it increasing from 30 to 40 to 50, it usually will work. If it doesn't connect within, I don't know, 20 seconds or so, like it's not now, that camera's not going to go on. I will try it one more time. But again, it's not a function of the camera per se. It's a function of it's not seeing the antenna. Now, oddly enough, I am going to put out a outdoor antenna for the Wi-Fi, specifically for this camera. The thing is that sometimes this works and sometimes it doesn't work. And it will work for 2-3 months with no problem. And then all of a sudden, it won't work. So a little flaky, to say the least. And, you know, if you're counting on these for 24/7 surveillance, they're not 100%. They just aren't. And again, this camera works fine. It's the connectivity issue. With this particular camera, I have an antenna up on the roof. So it's, you know, a couple feet away from the antenna. So this one has always worked because, again, I have the connectivity really well. Okay, let's take a look at some other cameras. Let's take a look at the Blink cameras. These work real well. All in all, these are probably the best cameras pound for pound that I have. Rarely a problem, rarely change the battery. I don't like that view. Let's do this one here. Okay, live view in progress. Let's wait a second here, and we'll hit that again. There we go. So this is outside, and this is actually further away than that other camera was from the antenna. And let's see if this one connects. I bet you it will. Take a second or two. But the Blinks pretty much, of course, when I'm showing it to you, they don't connect. Let's close it out, and we're going to go back in and try it again. And I'll bet you it connects. All right, it's still trying to bang that last connection there. And I'll keep talking, blah, blah, blah. And let's check it now. If I would have been patient and waited, this would have worked. All right, let's go on to some other cameras. Now, this system that I'm going to show you now, this is a hardwire system. This is up 99.9% of the time. I have four cameras wired into this. This is a wired system. I have a cable coming literally from the back of the camera to the inside of the house. One wire supplies power to this camera. One wire is basically an Ethernet cable. RGB cable, and this always works 24/7. I've never had a problem. Why? Because it's hardwired, and you'll notice when I go sideways with the phone, this works. This is an Anki system. These are very cheap and economical. This one is on top of the roof, and again, I have a wire directly from that camera, two wires, one's to supply power, and one supplies the Ethernet cable, and there you get a shot of the mountain. I just slide over, and there's a shot of a backyard, if you will. And always up, always running. Never have a problem. Why? Because they're hardwired. And I can have these inside, outside. It just doesn't matter. And if you want something that's 1,000% reliable, I highly recommend a wired system. Let's go back now, and I'll bet you that Blink camera works. Okay, let's go here, and this time we'll be a little bit more patient, and I'll bet you it works. Now, oddly enough, this is the first time, honestly, ever that this outside camera, blink camera, has not worked. So there's Murphy's Law for you. And of course, it doesn't work. But that's what it is when you have a camera that, you know, is not hardwired. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And as I said, oddly enough, those blink cameras work 99% of the time. The batteries last forever. I love the blink system, but not 100%. Whereas the wired ones, bang, 100% all the time, every time. All right, so I thought it would be fun to just check in and see how those cameras are doing. I have a ton of others. I know for a fact. Let's just check. Let's check on the Arlo cameras and see, and we'll see how those are doing. So let's switch over to the Arlo. It's looking for my face. There you go. So I have several of those cameras. None of them are working at the moment. And this is what I hate about Arlo. All these cameras, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different cameras all over the place. Some are in Rhode Island, some are in Scottsdale, some are in Prescott, Arizona. None of them are working. And quite frankly, the reason they're not working, the batteries are dead. So I hate cameras that have batteries that die all the time. The blink is the exception. So there's plus and minuses with each system, and you've got to understand what you're dealing with. That's why I like this particular camera, because if you'll notice here, as I pointed out last week, these are never going to run out of power unless the battery totally dies, and that's not going to happen anytime soon. These batteries inside here, they're very large, and they're actually made to be recharged, which is what these three panels do here. Another thing that's so nice about this camera, you remember I said that that DigiCam sometimes works and sometimes doesn't because it's not making great contact with the Wi-Fi service in the house. This has three antennas on it. They are going to amplify that signal significantly better than the camera, that DigiCam, that has one antenna. So these are things to keep in mind when you're looking at different types of cameras. It all depends, quite frankly, on what it is you're looking for, where you live, if you're able to change the batteries all the time, if you have sun all the time. But once again, if you're really looking for something that I think is as reliable as possible, then you really would want a wired system. And yeah, it's a pain to run the wires, but you're going to get the functionality and the reliability, which is important, particularly if you're not if the cameras are not in your home, if they're somewhere else. It's worth running those wires. It really is, as much as I hate to say it. Okay, let's move on. Here are some interesting tips for you that I think you'll like. This is an interesting applet, as I call it. This you add on to your Chrome browser, totally free. And this is enhancer for your YouTube. This is really, really nice. What this is going to do for you is take control of your YouTube and boost your user experience. Get the most trustworthy ad block for YouTube. No permissions required. When those crazy ads come up every 3 seconds and you hate them like I do, this app will stop that. Built to give you the most out of YouTube that's possible. It will block your ads. It will stop that wheel from spinning, an ad coming up. This is really nice and it's really free. So that's one thing you can do. Another one that you can get, again, for your Chrome browser, totally free, is AdBlock for YouTube. Similar in nature, it will block ads. They're equally as good. You don't need any permissions to block the ads or the videos that are going to run. It will stop banner ads. It will stop ad clips from running. Very, very good, solid applets, if you will. So take a peek at those if you get frustrated with the YouTube ads that are nonstop. You know, those ads are starting to drive me crazy. I like Flipboard. I've mentioned that a billion times. I read Flipboard two or three times. Flipboard, if you don't remember, is a free app. It's an aggregator for all kinds of news. Just not news, but if you're interested in photography or videography or dogs or cats or astronomy, whatever it is, you actually can click on different magazines to follow with the latest news and the latest in technology. I love Flipboard. But now what they're doing is they're running these ads. It's just such a pain in the neck. I wish they would stop it, but they got to make money somehow. So be it. All right. What we're going to do now is take a look at some very interesting, I wouldn't call them hidden channels, but channels you may not be aware of if you have the Roku box. Now remember, there are a million streaming boxes out there, just a million. You got the Fire TV, you got Sling, you got Roku, you got Apple TV. I can go on for about 20 minutes on all the various boxes, not to forget the incredible Shield TV, which is, in my opinion, the king daddy if you're going to run Android TV, which I do run. We'll talk about that maybe next week. That's a good topic. Android TV, the boxes that you can use to get Android TV, how you hook up Kodi. I'll skim about that. I'll talk quickly about that. And also how you hook up Digs. You load that app onto the Kodi app, DIGGZ. That's going to give you opportunity to get a lot of content. Let's just leave it there. So we'll talk about that next week. But right now we're going to talk about some hidden Roku channels. And again, they're not necessarily hidden, but these particular channels are not well known, but yet they're very good. So the first one is called CW. All of these are free. Some of them are totally free, and I'll tell you which ones. Some of them will charge a very small fee, like $100 a year for umpteen channels. This is totally free. This gives you a large variety of movies and TV shows. It's a great channel. The quality of the content is superb, and it's up to date. And if you want good movies, this is a must. It's called CW. You can click on what shows are available, and there are a ton, constantly changing their lineup, which I like. And these are free to watch. Very, very nice. Another one that I like, and this one will cost a little bit of money, not a lot, is Criterion Channel. They've got awesome high quality movies, and there are thousands of them, constantly updated. But if you're a movie buff, I think this is probably a must. And again, they have a free trial for 14 days. All of these channels have free trials. So if you want to be frugal, that's the word, frugal, in operating this, these channels, what you do is just sign up for the trials for 14 days or a month, and then remember to cancel them, because a lot of them take your credit card, and if you forget to cancel, you are subscribed. But most of them you could unsubscribe. Yeah. So here's a lineup of some of the things that this particular Criterion Channel offers. As you can see, you have just thousands. Thousands and thousands of movies. You can search on the content by title or whatever, but again, ton of stuff is free, and if you like it, for a very low fee, I think it's $99 a year for unlimited subscription to this. This next one I like a lot, and this to me is probably, of all the channels we'll talk about, this is probably the best one. Why? Because it has a ton of content and it's 100% free. So this is called Xumo, X-U-M-O. I doubt you've heard of it. If you're a streamer and love jumping from content to content, you'll know about this channel. But it has live broadcasts as well as all kinds of movies, TV shows. It's live. Choices are excellent. It also has demand, and it check this site out. I think you're going to really, really like it. The other thing is you can click on local news, and it will show you what's going on in your community, if you will, based by a zip code or state. This is a little slow loading up. It may be me. I've got some stuff running in the background here, but there you go. You can hop, skip, and jump all over the country, Boston, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, tons of free movies, as you can see, sporting events, kids stuff, food, comedy, entertainment, and they got some great stuff. You know, if you're into the History Channel, they got some stuff there. My favorite show, The Curse of Oak Island, if you haven't watched that series, this is, I love this thing. It's true, and it's real, and it's just fascinating. The Curse of Oak Island, I've been watching this for a couple years now. You got to check that out.
They come roaring down the road. He's in the headlights walking along, and he says, "What happened?"
Okay, we'll stop that one. All right. All right, our next one is called Masterclass. This is a fun channel. It's not Masterclass Theater. It's Masterclass. This gives you quick functional tutorials on just about anything that you can imagine, all kinds of categories to choose from, business, food, music, writing, design, style, wellness, science, tech, you get the general idea. Totally free, very interesting if you're just bored and want to gain some other knowledge on some other types of content, this may be a good channel. This does charge. You can view the plans here. It's not that expensive. The best value premium is $23. I believe, is that yearly? No, that's monthly. That's a little pricey. I didn't realize that. Price monthly, billed annually. That's a little pricey, but in any event, you get 150 classes, blah, blah, blah. You can watch them on your cell phone if you want, but this kind of shows you what you get. You can also get the standard package for $15, but if you like to learn stuff, this might be a way to do it. They're also available on YouTube, by the way. This next channel, this is just a killer channel. It's Audacy. This Audacy, this is a complete plethora serving of everything that's audio, podcasts. It has unlimited ability to check whatever station you want in the world. So if you like jumping back and forth, like I spent many years in Boston, I use Audacy. I keep saying Audacity. I use Audacy to listen to WBZ in Boston. I listen to WPRO in Rhode Island. I listen to the Phoenix stations. I listen to WGN in Chicago, which I like a lot, an old station. So never heard of WGN in Chicago? Awesome, awesome. Years and years and years and years ago, probably in the early 50s, early 60s, they were the originators. They used to run the Amos and Andy video program, TV program, which I loved. I still love watching those things. They are so funny. But WGN, all reachable by going into Audacy, and you can listen live. It has news, sports. Look at this. Pop, sports, country, hip-hop, news, hip-hop. By the way, I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl, but I did watch it. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, just my opinion, I thought that halftime show was probably the worst thing I've ever seen on TV. Man, for me, I just did not like it, but I'm sorry, I digress. In any event, if you really want some interesting audio stuff and some really diversified music and content, you're not going to beat this. There is nothing, I mean nothing out there that I have seen even close to the lineup that this has. And if you're, you know, you're into podcasts, of course you listen to the Gadget Professor show, but wow, they got thousands upon thousands of different types of shows to listen to. So check Audacy out. It's very good. Okay. Another, this one is free channel on the Roku, is called Journey. That's J-O-U-R-N-Y, not E-Y, Journey. This is a very interesting channel. It takes you all over the world. This week is, or this month is Black History Month, so they've got a lot of feature programs with regards to that. But they also have trips all over the world, Travel Man this weekend. You can go anywhere you want. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I highly recommend this. I watch this stuff all the time. And sometimes when I can't make it on safari or make it to France, I'll watch this. All right. Our last channel, if you will, is called News On. This is a relatively new channel, if you will. It's available on the Roku. You can get the Google Play app. The iOS App Store runs it. Amazon apps. Anywhere you want, you'll get this News On. And again, if you like to hip, scop, and jump all over the world, this will let you listen to anywhere you want and watch the news anywhere you want. Because I'm in the Arizona area, this is going to give me all my local stations, Channel 3, which is what I typically would watch for news, 12-5, Fox News, KSU, all the news channels that are in my area. Also, if you don't want to do that, you can just literally select live now, and it will show you everything that's going on that's live. And you could spend hours on this. Austin, Texas, Dallas, Memphis. You get a cross section of the news from everywhere in the world. So this News On is excellent. It's live and it's totally free. So there you go. A lot of choices this week. And you know, just for the heck of it, I want to go back. Bear with me here. I'm going to go back to that Blink because that's driving me nuts why that particular camera doesn't work. So I'm going to go back and see if I can get it to work. And let's take a look here. We'll see if it's going to come up. Let me click this button here. And we'll go here. And guess what? It's still... It's still not working, and I have to tell you, I am miffed as to why not. Maybe there's a connectivity issue. Maybe there's a battery issue. I haven't changed the battery in a year. I will find out next week, and I'll report back to you. Hope you enjoy today's show. Be well. Stay safe. See everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.